This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February the 11th, 2017. We're in hour two of the broadcast where we have got such a great broadcast tonight. Kevin Alfred Strom. All first hour. If you missed it for any reason, check it out in the archive. You will be glad you did. I'm going to run down through a little bit of news in the first 30 minutes, and I got a couple of clips I want to play. Then we'll take some phone calls. Coming up next hour is going to be Dr. Patrick Slattery. He's going to be interviewing Kevin McDonald. That's going to be really good. You're going to enjoy that. But before we move any forward, I have got to say, I rarely promote anything this much, but last week's third hour, Dr. Patrick Slattery interviewed Mark Collette, and it's on my website. It's the top video. Dr. Slattery made a YouTube video out of it. I urge everyone, if you have not listened to that interview, take 60 minutes of your time and watch that video. It was really, really good. I've listened to it a couple of times. And I've got a lot of feedback from that. That was that. If you're interested in how the destruction of the family has came about, if you really want it broke down, how the Jewish control of feminism and how we've gotten to this point where we're at, like I was discussing with Kevin Alfred Strom, where your local TV shows are just awash with pro-homosexuality, race mixing, depravity is glorified in every form. That is a really good interview. I just wanted to take a minute and tell everyone, if you missed the third hour because of the lateness or whatever, go back into the archive or go to my website, thealternativemedia.com, and check that out. You won't regret it. And also, you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. So the name of that was or is The Fall of Western Man. So definitely go there and check that out. Also, I'm going to be out next Friday or next Saturday night, and Dr. Slattery is going to be doing the broadcast next week. So I wanted to make mention of that too, and thank him. I made mention to Father Francis last week that Dr. Patrick Slattery is the hardest working man in the white nationalist movement here lately, it seems like. And hats off to him, man. He's been covering a lot of bases and doing a great job for everyone. So I wanted to thank him for that as well. I've got a story here I wanted to share. Fake refugees pour into the U.S. as court overturns Trump order. This is from the New Observer Online. If you've never checked that out, newobserveronline.com. At least 77% of third world invaders falsely claiming to be refugees who have poured into the U.S. since a federal court overturned President Donald Trump's travel ban order have come from the seven suspect countries. Now, you won't see Lester Holt or Cuck Todd sharing that one with you. According to a report in the Washington Times, the State Department has more than doubled the rate of refugees from Iraq, Syria, and other suspect countries in the week since a federal judge's reprieve, and what analysts said appears to be a push to admit as many people as possible before another court puts the program back on ice. At least 1,100 non-white invaders let in since Judge James L. Raybart's February 3rd order have been from the seven suspect countries. Nearly a third are from Syria, a country that President Trump has ordered be banned altogether from the refugee program. Another 21% are from Iraq. There's no doubt in my mind they would be doing whatever they could to get people in before something changes. because from their perspective, their motivation is to resettle these folk. It would not be the first time that the State Department officials have prioritized facilitating someone's entry into the United States over security concerns, says Jessica Vaughn. Isn't it interesting that after this overwhelming amount of support for Donald Trump, and a lot of us have went to the Trump rallies, he actually gets into office and he does what he says, which is nothing that hasn't been done, many times in our history. But because it goes against the Jewish narrative of open borders, even the Pope, Donald Trump he's having to oppose the Pope, Democrats, liberals, homosexuals, all of the media, and now federal judges. So, I'm with Kevin Alfred Strom on this one. Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe these judges and this Jewish stranglehold that they have had is unraveling to the point that they've overplayed their hand. Maybe this is a good thing to expose this further, that at any means possible, they're going to try to keep this third world invasion to demographically destroy the white race in America. I think the more they do this, because in a lot of people's mind, I'm talking about just regular people that watch the evening news and maybe don't spend a lot of time investigating or pondering politics and the who's, whys, and whats of what's going on, they see this, they went out and voted for Trump. And they see this as, they're trying to stand in the way in every way possible of what seems to be common sense. So, this may well, in the end, work much more in our favor, because we are getting it. Now, I wished I would have had time. I actually had a question on my mind I was wanting to run by Kevin Alfred Strom. We are seeing in the news media, and especially now in television commercials, the just blatant promotion of race mixing, the blatant promotion of homosexuality. It is like they've ratcheted up like 10 notches here lately, and I wouldn't expect that to change. Just like I never watch these Grammys or Oscars. There's so many of them, more every year. But it's just Jews giving Jews awards for being Jews. But they have to take advantage of every one of these opportunities to demonize Donald Trump or someone in his family or someone in his cabinet or at least his policies at every turn. So all of these people that went out and voted for Donald Trump are constantly getting it thrown in their face, and. I think this may well, and I'm trying to be optimistic here, because a lot of it does infuriate me, don't get me wrong, but I think a lot of this, in the long run, is going to be playing well into our hands. These Republican conservatives that are in Washington, D.C., opposing Trump, like the John McCains, Lindsey Grahams, we may well see, come midterms, maybe a lot of these sellout traders will be canned. I mean, I would love to. Lindsey Graham's close enough for those of us in this area to go and campaign and work against him. We should. He's one of the absolute worst. I'm really kind of surprised that he manages to keep getting reelected in South Carolina. But my faith in the electoral process is a little bit weak as well. Now, the Wall Street Journal ran an article this past week: Mexicans vowed to fight Trump by jamming U.S. courts. So, Mark in Philadelphia had called in. I'd heard him call into a couple of broadcasts discussing this very fact that the Mexican government is working in concert to continue this destruction of America's society. Mexico City, influential Mexicans are pushing an aggressive and perhaps risky strategy to fight a likely increase in deportations on their undocumented compatriots in the U.S. jam the U.S. immigration courts in hopes of causing the already overburdened system to completely break down. The proposal calls for ad campaigns advising migrants in the U.S. to take their cases to court and fight deportation if detained. The backlog in the immigration system is tremendous, said former Foreign Minister George Constanda. The idea is to double or triple the backlog until President Donald Trump desists in this stupid idea he had. So stupid that America would want to deport these illegal aliens. Just like Americans can go into Mexico and get free health care and welfare. I mean, it boggles the mind. And then you've got these white bunch of cucks that come on TV and these bleeding heart liberals. How dare the one they were deporting, the Mexican lady that had been here for like 20 years and she was stealing people's identity. And so they finally got around to deporting her, and all the protest and the Mexicans were getting under the wheels of the vehicle. Amazing. Finally, there is we're actually attempting to enforce our immigration laws, and these bleeding heart liberals and all these Jews and all these sellout traitor cucks are just screaming at the top of their lungs. It's just like when Richard Spencer goes somewhere to speak and he speaks to a group of 200, but they arrange a stadium that'll hold like 50,000 students, and they supply them with those pets that you pet when you're getting so upset. I mean, I forget the proper term for them, but that is where we're at. We've got a base of youth in the society and the universities that are so succumbed to the indoctrination and the brainwashing that they need a dog to pet because Richard Spencer might speak somewhere. It's unbelievable. It's really unfreaking believable that it has came to this point. But the good news is that although you've got this bunch that are, has succumbed to the indoctrination to the point that anything goes, you've got a whole nother group that are seeing this, they're seeing through this, and they're saying, hey, something is bad wrong in this country when the president of the United States cannot even restrict people from coming into the country that may want to do harm to us. All the mainstream media calling it a Muslim ban. Like, those seven countries are the only predominantly Muslim countries in the world. I think there's at least 20 more. There's a bunch more. But that's how they frame it. They pick their words very carefully, and they try to hope that the American people won't see through this smoke screen they're throwing up. I mean, they're diabolical, and their lies are limitless, and there's no depth to which they won't stoop. But probably the best thing Donald Trump done for himself, in my opinion, when he was running, was how he took straight on the media. That resonated with a lot of people. And a lot of people, even though, broadcasts like this and many others had been saying the media wasn't nothing but a bunch of liars, and they're biased and they're controlled by the Jews, that's hard for a lot of people to digest. They're not ready for that. They haven't, if they just turn on a broadcast like this out of the blue, they think you're nuts. They think the host is insane because it's such a difference from their normal diet of BS. But I think the slumbering giant may be waking, and we're seeing the same thing in the European countries. I mean, there's a movement in Germany, a strong movement against just being completely demographically genocided. We've got lunatic of the week. This is Maxine Waters. Ken, I'm going to play the Maxine Waters first. This is Maxine Waters, the congresswoman, and I just want you to listen to the incredibly stupid remarks that a congresswoman in Washington, D.C. would say out in public. Here we go. Check this out.
Putin is continuing to advance into Korea, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea, we cannot continue to have a president who's acting in this manner. It is dangerous to the United States of America.
Leader Pelosi, do you agree? Pelosi, do you agree?
Now, how about that? Maxine Waters got on TV and said that Putin was invading Korea. That Trump was banning Muslims, which we know, Muslims live in the countries that he's banning, yeah. But it's not a religious ban. He's not banning Saudi Arabia. He should be, but he's not. What a fool. What a liberal lunatic, Maxine Waters. They should have a test to see if she's even qualified to not be in the loony bin. And she's still sticking to that insane, ridiculous narrative that Russia hacked the election. Still sticking to that. I mean, what a fool she must be. I mean, I knew she was a fool. I've listened to her talk before, and she's for everything that we oppose every time. She's opposed to the wall. She's for more immigration. She's for every black cause there could possibly be. And she's so completely out of touch with reality that she would go conduct a press conference. And if you watch it, if you watch the press conference, she's having to ask. She's waiting for someone to tell her who did Putin drop bombs on innocent children. And someone says Aleppo. And she says, oh, yeah, Aleppo. Like the United States of America. What? All you got to do is read RT.com. We weekly, still under Trump, we still are over there in the Middle East killing innocent women and children. There is so much blood on Uncle Sam's hands, if you want to put it that way. It's just like when Donald Trump was on Bill O'Reilly this week, and he said, what, like we're so innocent? And the mainstream media went nuts because Bill O'Reilly, the giant leprechaun, was saying that Putin had killed people. So Donald Trump said, what, like we're so innocent? Exactly, like we're so innocent after we've destabilized Libya. We attempted to destroy Syria. We fund ISIS. We've destroyed Iraq. We've done as much damage as we possibly could to Afghanistan. I mean, we are in no moral high ground here to criticize really anyone. And Donald Trump apparently knows that. But for him to say something like that, the mainstream media and the Jewish stranglehold on the media, they go nuts. Oh, don't say that. We don't want that truth to get out to the American people. The American people are supposed to believe that America wears a big white hat and goes around the world righting wrongs and spreading democracy, when in reality, it is the total opposite. It is it really is amazing. And the thing about it is, for a long time after post 9/11, I know a lot of people in this area were for these insane wars. They couldn't see. They couldn't see through the litany of lies. But those days are over. We're coming up on a break. I've got a clip I want to share. Then we're going to go to phone calls. If you want to go ahead and be calling in, 1-800-313-9443. I'll only be able to take calls to the top of the hour. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. The call-in number, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. We're going to play a video. I'm really starting to get into listening to Mark Dice videos. I think Mark Dice is going to, sooner or later, make us a really good white nationalist. Let's go ahead and play that now.
There's a new Black Revenge fantasy series scheduled for release on Netflix soon titled Dear White People. And the trailer was just released and it's not going over too well. It depicts a group of black students revolting against a white fraternity for having a Halloween-themed party where they dressed up like black gangsters and Rasta men. It actually shows the black students invading the fraternity party and attacking the white frat boys and smashing up their house. Apparently nobody told Netflix that the era of social justice warrior psychos is over. Apparently nobody told them that when MTV released a video titled New Year's Resolutions for White People, the backlash was so big that they actually deleted the video. Apparently nobody told them that white people aren't just going to sit by with their mouths shut anymore when we are called racists and attacked by black supremacists. Dear black people, if white privilege actually exists, and if white supremacy is woven into the very fabric of most of our major institutions in America, then why is it that Asians have the highest income in this country? Why is it that black people, who make up about 13% of the population in this country, commit 50% of the murders? Actually, I got a better question for you. Since black men commit the overwhelmingly majority of those murders, and black men consist of about 6.5% of the population in this country, you get it? About half the population of blacks are women, half are men. How is it and why is it that about 6.5% of the population in this country commit approximately 50% of the murders? And why is it that the out-of-wedlock birth rate among African Americans is approximately 75%? I'm not asking these questions to attack you, and facts aren't racist, even if they hurt your feelings. I'm asking these questions because I and millions of other Americans want to know what the hell is wrong with your community. And you should probably stop calling every white person racist when they ask these questions or point out facts that hurt your feelings. Because when you overuse and misuse a word and try to attach it to people and things that it doesn't apply to, you become a bunch of boys who cry wolf. Dear black people, race relations were actually getting quite a bit better in this country in recent years until the Black Lives Matter movement started rioting and looting in cities across the country every time an armed and dangerous black thug got shot and killed by police. You're not helping the image of black people every time you riot and loot after police unfortunately have to shoot and kill an armed and dangerous thug before he kills them or others. Did you know that the co-founder of BET, Black Entertainment Television, admits that she is ashamed at what the network has become? Originally, it was created to cover black issues and black entertainment, but unfortunately, the founders sold it to Viacom, the mainstream media giant, which turned it into the garbage that it is today, exploiting and perpetuating and celebrating the very worst aspects of black culture. So, dear black people, please, for your own sake and the rest of the country, snap out of the liberal brainwash that you've been subjected to and stop worshipping demonic dirtbags like Jay-Z, Rick Ross, these mainstream rappers which only glorify crime and thug culture, and find yourself some normal people to look up to. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new and check back here every day for new reports. And I'll see you soon.
All right. You can go to YouTube and do a search for Mark Dice. He releases a video practically every day. Very good. I can see his opinions has changed, as you know, as all of ours have as we've been on this journey. I mean, my journey since I've been on RBN, you know, they've changed as I've learned more and as I've met other people and I've learned from them, just like listening to Kevin Alfred Strom's broadcast each week and reading the website. I mean, we all keep wanting to find out more and more about the truth. And I think that's what really is the core driver to those of us that read these websites, and our knowledge and our learning curve keeps expanding because we want to know the truth. Now, here, I've got some truth for you. This is the NewObserverOnline.com. Israel's blacklist prevents Jews marrying non-Jews. This is straight out of the Times of Israel. The Israeli state keeps an official blacklist of people not racially Jewish enough in order to prevent them from marrying Jews, and it investigates the racial ancestry of at least 5,000 people every year to make sure that they comply with that country's anti-intermarriage laws. It has emerged. Now, isn't this interesting? Now, isn't it interesting how our mainstream media never, ever, ever covers anything in Israel unless, you know, they've got some Palestinian that's thrown a rock or, you know, something they can cast in a bad light like that. But the front cover has the Times of Israel citing intermarriage threat. Israeli rabbis blacklist families deemed not Jewish. News of the blacklist, which has been kept secret until now, emerged after a Jewish immigrant from Russia was denied permission to marry a Jew in Israel by the rabbinical authorities, according to a report in the Times of Israel. The Jewish-based newspaper said that the rabbinical authorities in Israel, who control the marriage licensing body, hold the blacklist of families deemed not Jewish. You can't make this stuff up. All right, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we'll be back in a moment. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And taking your phone calls for the rest of this hour, 1-800-313-9443. I had a couple of emails wanting to know where they could, where you could see this article I was running down about Israel's blacklist prevents Jews marrying non-Jews. If you go to my website, thealternativemedia.com, scroll down to the RSS feed. It is in the New Observer online. You can read it for yourself or share it. Let's go to the phones. We got Jeff in Utah, Wes in Idaho coming up. Jeff, how you doing tonight, sir?
Good. How are you, Farron? Thank you so much for having me on the show. What I wanted to talk about was there's a white Christian straight male. 8 years of Obama was absolutely pure torture. Obama never missed an opportunity to criticize white people or the founding stock of America. Anyway, I'd just like to quickly, if you don't mind, mention some of the indignities I suffered during the the reign of this guy. I have a little list that I've jotted down here. And first off, the guy engineered a HUD policy and Section 8 housing to break up white neighborhoods. Obama's HUD secretary was Juan Castro. Castro's mother was a militant who started a La Raza group in Chicago. He wanted to ship refugees to the smallest white towns to break up any type of conservative thought. Anyway, I also remember when Al Sharpton made the comment that those Greeks never invented anything. They stole it from us. Then Obama thanked Arab and Muslims for building America. I looked into those comments on YouTube and studied books on Amazon written by people like Louis Farrakhan. Anyway, Farron, what I found out was that Obama, Farrakhan, and Sharpton believe that white people have never invented or built anything. They believe that white people stole their white people and the founding fathers stole their ideas from an enlightened group of black Muslim Moors. And I happened to be working at a jail at that time. I asked a coworker. I said, "Have you ever heard anything like this?" And he told me, he said, most of our black coworkers actually did believe this, and the idea was spreading fast. But anyway, Farron, there's a couple more things quickly. Other indignities that I've noticed. Now, this is probably, maybe it's his fault, maybe it's not, but I noticed an Air Force commercial that had no white people whatsoever in there, and we invented the airplane. Then I noticed that Google had no white guys for their Veterans Day tribute page. And I thought to myself, how humiliating for my uncles who fought in World War II. I wondered why they butchered each other in these wars just to be demonized and ridiculed by a country that no longer produces men as great as that.
Well, thanks, Aaron. You're exactly right, Jeff. And I mean, you know, right now we're suffering through February, which is Black History Month or Black Revisionist History Month, as I like to call it. And every TV, you know, even your local TV channels, not necessarily the national shows, but every commercial break practically is a revision of history or the promotion. You would think I often think, you know, if I woke up today from a coma, if I had fell into a coma like 15 years ago and I woke up today and I just turned on the TV, I would think that America was like 85% black, you know, and probably 75% homosexual just from the way the TV portrays society. And it is amazing. And of course, you know, up until now, there's been very little backlash. I mean, you know, we don't have a White History Month and this type of thing. But, you know, I think that the more the media keeps trying to portray, you know, we just had the movie where we couldn't have went to the moon if it hadn't been for these black mathematicians. But from my look into history, by the year 1850, they still hadn't invented the wheel in Africa. I mean, you know, why isn't there major factories in Africa? Why is Africa in the mess it's in if they're all a bunch of rocket scientists? You know, it just doesn't hold water. But they try to perpetrate this false narrative on America. And of course, you know, your children, when they go to school, about the only history they come away with is a firm understanding of their version of the Holocaust. And then, of course, Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement. That's the history they teach now. It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. They completely doctored the history books to make us into bad guys to completely cherry pick it. But what you say is absolutely true. I remember reading stories of the British when they first went over to Africa, and they were still practicing not only cannibalism, but when they were coming with their wheel carts there, their heads bobbed up and down, because they'd never seen a wheel before in 20 or 30 years. We were inventing cars after that. And for them to doctor the history books, and then they, on top of that, they've weaponized the English language against us. I was in a little museum up in Idaho, and I thought, I'm going to look in a history book and just see the definitions of words like racism and xenophobia and Islamophobia and all of this. They never existed at all. They've completely weaponized this English language to attack us. It gets, the more you dig into it, the more insane it gets.
It's absolutely the truth, Jeff. And Hinton Rowan Helper wrote a book called Negroes in Negro Land. And he was actually from the same county in which I live. And this is in the late 1800s. But if anyone does not know what me and Jeff is talking about, or if you think that for any reason this is not true, get you a copy. It's also on YouTube. And read Negroes in Negro Land. You couldn't make this stuff up. And you'll find out some reality that you may not was aware of. In fact, I've got that book. My wife got me that book. And it is, I'm not through reading it, but it is some amazing reading. It should be required reading to graduate high school.
One more thing, Farron. What we're talking about with the academia and demonizing us and the media and the dictionary, I've got one word that I've coined for it. I call this thing the white guilt industrial complex.
Well, that about sums it up. I mean, it's amazing to me how well they have been able to perpetrate this white guilt. I thought that it was kind of a hoax and that it wasn't having an effect on the younger white race, but I came in contact with it firsthand and realized that it's just like, you know, when the media in the movies and especially in music, when they glorify and promote these various fads or you know, glorify homosexuality or just like twerking, that ridiculous fad that went on. It shows up in society. It is like society is a reflection of what the media has created society to be in a certain respect. And we see it playing out. I mean, I can't say enough, Dr. Slattery's interview with Mark Collette last week, that is the roadmap of the destruction of the family. And we have all, if you're in the neighborhood of 40, 50 years old, looking back, we can all see it clearly, especially if someone points it out as brilliantly as Mark Collette did. So it's, you know, it's good that we're seeing through it, and it's good that we're sharing it with others, and hopefully it will create a wave that is unstoppable and that we can take this thing back, because there is absolutely a concerted effort to genocide the white race. And I know that's hard for people to digest, but it just happens to be a sad fact, and the proof is out there, and we're trying to demonstrate it on this broadcast and many others so that people will become aware. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add, then we'll go to Wes in Idaho.
You said it all, Farron. Amen to that. But growing up in Utah, I think I'm about your age, but it was like Bern, Switzerland here. It was just, the streets were clean. They were full of flowers. There was a great Christian spirit here. North of us is Logan, and it was known as Little Switzerland of the United States. And now you take a wrong turn. Well, it's not heavy, but if you took a wrong turn, there's a few blocks that look like you're in Mexico. It was a different feeling and a different spirit back then growing up in Utah. It was a lot like Europe, because they had that great Scandinavian, Swedish, Danish stock here. And it was an amazing spirit and just an amazing feeling.
Absolutely. And that's been destroyed practically nationwide. I mean, you still got, you know, you got Amish and some sects like that. But for the most part, the nuclear family has been purposely destroyed, and it's a very, very sad thing. Well, hey, thank you so much for the phone call and for the commentary. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Jeff. We're going to go to Wes in Idaho. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Wes, how you doing tonight, my friend?
Pretty good. Greetings, Farron, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm glad to be on tonight. I have just recently learned here that the greatest genocide of all time was 400 million Hindus of India by the Muslims between the 7th and 17th century. I don't know why I've never heard of this before, but some of the most gruesome ways of killing people is on the internet talking about this slaughter. I appreciate very much. A couple of weeks ago, you had Slatterly and Advo talking about testosterone as being a reason why the black Negro is the way they are. Their testosterone levels are so much higher that what pushes them in sports and crime and Hello?
You're there. Go ahead.
Okay. And last, not least, is sex. It is, their culture is very much built around sex. I didn't realize. I grew up in the 60s in Seattle. And on the other side of town, they had this word and this a culture, this ethic, this thing they did. It was called pimping. And I had no idea what it was. I was raised in a white culture where you honored women, where you had matrimony, that you didn't sell your fellow whatever women for money. I guess there's something on there. I saw they make $30,000 a week. I mean, they were bragging about showing them driving around their Eldorados, their Lincolns, their Rolls Royce. Well, to this day, I am never going to understand this such a culture. I mean, I was raised around a lot of feminists, and even without feminists, I understand you don't do this to women, get a cut and turn tricks. I haven't heard Michael from New York for a while, at least on this internet, but I heard him the other day, I think, on Fetzer's program, called in. But I wanted to present something to him. Has he ever heard of a man named Vilgelmer Stefansson? Vilgelmer Stefansson was a Harvard PhD and a 22-cent postage stamp is issued in his behalf. He is known as the Arctic Explorer. And on the internet, it talks about three pages there on the internet on Wiki. And it says, I want to point out to the last paragraph, because the question is, do you have to have vegetables and fruits and carbohydrates and starches? Well, this Vilgelmer Stefansson went up to the Arctic and lived with the Eskimos for years, eating just the caribou and the salmon, the diet of the Eskimo. He hunted with them. And when he came back to New York, he said, oh my, you got to be sick. Oh, you got scurvy. Oh, you got plugged arteries. Oh, but they checked him out. And they found that he was perfectly good health. Not only that, but like 1928, he went into New York Hospital, Bellevue Hospital, to for them to observe him eat nothing but meat for a year. And at the end of the year, it says around Wiki, the only thing abnormal about him was, hold on, here we go, one coming. His stools were small and hard, and they did not smell bad. I just want to point that out. I guess that's abnormal unless your stools smell bad. I want to get point out what to make America great. Hello? I hear a voice in the background. To make America great again, we need a revival. I used to listen to William Pierce and Ernst Zundel on the shortwave radio many, many years ago on the shortwave radio. And when that William Pierce's organization started saying that anybody that does not, we believe that NASA put men on the moon is that's hatred of white people. No, you got it incorrect. I understand now. There's more information, including a NASA employee, an old NASA employee, that's saying that we did not go to the moon, but. That is not what separates me from National Vanguard. National Vanguard thinks the Bible is a bunch of hooky. I want to point out that George Washington took the oath of office with his hand on the Bible, not the closed Bible, but the open Bible.
Hey, Wes. We're coming up on the break. Thanks for the phone call. I'll comment on it on the other side of the break. Then we're coming up with Dr. Patrick Slattery. Thank you so much for the phone call. We'll be back in moments. Stay with me.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio again. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I just wanted to comment. Last Sunday, of course, was the Super Bowl. I didn't watch it. Of course, you know, by Monday, you know the outcome and blah, blah, blah. But I just wanted to say there's an excellent article at nationalvanguard.org. Super Bowl 51, competitors both owned by Jewish billionaires. Did you know that? Did you know that? First, we've got the Falcons owner, Art Blank, who his net worth, he's the co-founder of Home Depot, and his net worth is $3.1 billion. And you've got Robert Kraft, who is the son of a wealthy dress manufacturer in Boston's Chinatown, chairman and CEO of the Kraft Group, and net worth $5.2 billion. Kraft is the owner of the Patriots. Isn't it interesting? So much of this we would never know, or you wouldn't know, because they do not call attention to it. But when you really get into looking at, you know, we were I forget in what conversation we were having earlier, but MTV was brought up by Sumner Redstone, a large owner in CBS. I mean, whether you're talking about Facebook or Google or Disney or Viacom or Comcast or the Washington Post or the New York Times, we keep going down this list and you see the Jewish stranglehold on our media. And then you realize when you're talking to people and they just regurgitate what they've seen or heard on the news, no matter who they maybe listen to or watch, even if it's Fox News or whatever, it doesn't matter. They are far, far from the reality, the true reality of which where the truth lies. And that's why it's important broadcasts like this, RBN, the work of John Stattmiller, the work of Kevin Alfred Strom. There's so many to list. I mean, I did have a list and I don't know what to do with it. There's such an explosion of information, and you've really got a smorgasbord to choose from depending on your taste. You know, you might like Daily Stormer and some of the humor, which a lot of it I do like. I find it interesting. But there's so much out there. If you're wanting to educate yourself about the reality of the situation, the information, if you've got a smartphone, is literally in the palm of your hand today. Something you didn't have, most likely. You didn't have, period, 20 years ago. Even if you lived in a library, you didn't have access to this type of information. So it's important. And, you know, share it. Donate to these different broadcasts. Support Kevin Alfred Strom's work if you can. He's doing a lot of great work at nationalvanguard.org. And coming up next, at the top of the hour, we're going to have Patrick Slattery. Again, I want to say, if you did not catch the third hour last week, go to the website, thealternativemedia.com, and listen to the interview of Dr. Patrick Slattery and Mark Collette. It's a really interesting interview. Some of the stories I'm not going to get to tonight. Fukushima, new record levels of radioactive contamination. Interesting. Hundreds of immigrants convicted and not deported commit more crimes than even murder. This is MiamiHerald.com. I've done that story so many times. We will be coming back with Dr. Patrick Slattery. Stay with us.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.